Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Divorce is a controversial topic in our culture, let alone in Jesus' day. Probably not one family among us has been untouched by it. It means to disunite, destroy the unity of, and it's often done under dire circumstances. It's like a war, a little war by war standards, but like a big one for the two people involved, not to mention their children and extended families. Perhaps it starts out as a cold war, one not so overt, under the radar, so to speak, as a spouse has an affair or commits adultery. What can we do when there is an irreconcilable difference, as they say? An injustice, war is about to break out. I would offer that our first guide can be Scripture. Here we see that Jesus is absolutely against divorce. There is no doubt about it. First, he says that divorce was not God's idea, but Moses' mistaken human idea, made under pressure from his culture. Then Jesus quotes from Genesis as to the real law, God's law. He follows it with his own commentary. "So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." Then later in private, as the controversial discussion continues among his disciples, Jesus states God's law in another way. "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Adultery. What worse insult is there? What worse humiliation? A person is dishonorable in the act and spoils the honor of his or her spouse. What then? Our second guide can be the Catholic Church. The Catechism says that God's teaching is often a test of our faith. For in faith we believe what God tells us, because he does so in love for us, even though we do not understand. God's wisdom is bound to contradict ours. So Catholic Christianity is countercultural in this way. Our culture condones divorce, saying, "Who could blame you for divorcing your spouse, especially if you have been dishonored?" Let's look at one final guide, the lives of others whom we respect. One in particular, Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus. Brother Timothy Radcliffe says this about him: "Saint Joseph was a just man, upright. In the Jerusalem Bible translation, he is said to be a man of honor. And so when he discovered that Mary was pregnant, he decided to do the right thing. To protect his good name, he would divorce her. And to protect her name, he would do so quietly, without making a fuss. He goes on to say that reputations mattered to Joseph. But as we know, God spoke to Joseph, and being a prayerful man, he listened. He discerned that he must take Mary in and help her raise her divine son. And that meant sacrificing his honor. Misunderstood, he was mocked as a fool for doing so ever since. Brother Radcliffe says that Joseph was just the father needed to raise a child like Jesus, able to be humble to his God and undertake the mockery of a culture. What would have happened if Joseph had divorced Mary? Perhaps this experience was on Jesus' mind as he preached today's gospel. Jesus had a good example in Joseph, and therefore was unafraid to lose his own honor, even to the point of death. Let us follow